In our gospel reading this evening, we encounter a conflict escalating with a series of direct verbal duels between Jesus and various religious authorities in Jerusalem. Jesus passes their test questions with flying colors concerning their questions of the law before posing a question of his own that stumps his adversaries, leaving them speechless. This portion of our gospel includes the last two duels, the question about the law posed by a lawyer on behalf of the Pharisees, and Jesus' question concerning the identity of the Messiah. An important note, for the Jesus of history and the Jesus remembered in Matthew's telling, the argument is not between Christians and Jews, but between co-religionists. It's all too easy to remake Jesus in our own image, picking and choosing from the biblical text in order to depict him as a friendly, harmless, mainstream preacher with boundary issues. But if we take Matthew's gospel seriously, we confront the possibility that Jesus discovered that sometimes in this life there are things worth getting worked up about, things worth arguing about, things that call for those who are able to be both loving and formidable in the cause of righteousness. According to Matthew, none of the things Jesus is caught doing in this context, from physically trashing the display booths of the money changers, to trash-talking the biblical literacy of colleagues, to dropping the mic at the end of the scintillating piece of rhetoric, none of it violates the law of love. It is right, in the midst of all this conflict, that Jesus patiently explains that the most important thing of all is to love God with all our whole self. And the other most important thing that grows out of and goes along with that first thing is to love your neighbor in the same way you love yourself. The only reasonable conclusion we can draw is that the Jesus depicted in these stories sees no contradiction between his formidable actions and the love he preaches. This may cause us to reconsider what Christian love actually looks like in daily life. Sometimes our definition of love is suspiciously easy on and for us. But this is not the definition of love that Jesus is working with in Matthew's gospel. The Jesus we see in these stories thinks that to love God with the whole self, with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind, is demanding and risky. Following the path of love leads him to jump into debates and conflicts with his whole self. Love leads Jesus into all kinds of situations that are not just uncomfortable, but dangerous. And as we all know, eventually, love gets him killed. There is indeed much for us to learn by seeing the love of Jesus in action. The same love that inspired Jesus to eat with the outcast, reach out to the untouchable, and embrace the powerless also drove him to confront the demonic, outmaneuver the manipulative, and correct the clueless. Jesus was no pushover, and the story of his ultimate decision to relinquish power for the sake of his Father's mysterious will is all the more fascinating against this backdrop of these accounts of his prowess in the face of his enemies. Jesus is a lot more complicated than we sometimes pretend, and the love he taught demands that we expand our whole selves for God and neighbor, striving to love in all that we think, in all that we say, and in all that we do. Amen.